Come stop and take a trip down on my block. When you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil. And ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, let's put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side. From Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North. The West End to West Side, we bless when we step out. We stand down, rise up, stand together, why?
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
This is a special edition of Stitchcast Studio, Rise Up, titled Creative Youth Development, featuring the president of St. Louis Story Stitchers, Susan Coangelo, the program director, Emira Burns, artist, engineer, and producer, Integrity, and Blue Beats. Check
they
it out.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That be them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.
Hi, everybody. This is a special edition of Stitchcast Studio. I'm Susan Colangelo. I'm the executive director and founding president of St. Louis Story Stitchers. And today we have Integrity.
Hey, guys. My name is Integrity. I'm artist, engineer, and producer here at Story Stitchers. Hey.
Hey. And Emira Burns.
Hey, everybody. It's Emira, program director for Story Stitchers here. Glad to be on today.
And Blue Beats.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Chris Pendleton, a.k.a. Blue Beats. I'm an audio engineer and producer with Story Stitchers. What's up, everybody?
Thank you. So today we want to explore creative youth development a little bit and just talk about what we're doing at St. Louis Story Stitchers. We're interested in this. We've been interested in it. And I'll tell you a little bit about the very first starts where we started working this way. But we are the recipients, happily, of a national award called the Lewis Prize for Music COVID-19 Community Response Fund this year. And it's allowing us to further develop our creative youth development program and think about it in a little bit different way. We're in a cohort of 32 organizations that use this program nationwide. So we're really excited about this award and grateful and happy to have this opportunity to explore this topic. So creative youth development has actually been around a long time. 4-H clubs use it, the Scouts use it, and it has 5 C's, they're called. Organizations kind of focus their youth development and activities on these 5 C's. So the C's are confidence, connection, caring, and compassion, and character. And there is a 6th C, which young people will develop after those C's are already along and moving along, which is contribution. And I think Story Stitchers actually really fits well into that. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to move on to a little bit more in depth with our program, which has to do with evidence-based youth crime prevention and see how those interact. Integrity, when we talk about the 5 C's, how do you describe what Story Stitchers does with youth, what you do in particular, as far as building confidence, connection, character?
Sure. I don't know all the 5 C's by heart, but the one that really sticks out to me is compassion. I think one of the things that really gravitate youth towards Story Stitchers is our compassion for whatever they're going through. The dope thing about it is, Susan, you know this, is because we've had many conversations, even away from Story Stitchers, we're trying to do what we can to help the members of Story Stitchers with challenges that's happening at home. And you know what I mean? The challenges that happen with them at their schools, that bleeds off into their everyday lives. So, you know, just us finding out first, what do you really love? Because everybody loves something. What do you really love? And how can we, you know, take what you really love and capitalize on that when it comes to working at Story Stitchers, when it comes to being a part of the creative outlets that we have and things of that nature, is what I believe.
Thank you. Those are really important ideas that you shared. So, Chris, when you think about how you're building confidence and competence, can you tell us some of the things that you do with youth that would connect to those C's?
We work very closely with the youth as engineers and audio producers, from the on-stage performances to the behind-the-scenes actual writing and recording of the song. I think that Story Stitches does a very good job of building the competence and the confidence in the youth, because these are young, talented kids with loads of talent, and we're able to sharpen their talent and give them the experience. So a lot of these young people have been on big stages and have been part of big events in front of big crowds, and I think the way that they're able to work with songwriters such as Mr. KP and producers like me and Integrity, I think it just sharpens their skills and builds that competence and confidence at a very young age. A lot of these kids are able to, their first day stepping foot into college, be able to say that, you know, they've been on big stages and have seen milestones that other performers in the same field haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Helps so much with self-confidence and being able to say what you think in front of other people, which can help in any job or in any classroom, any life situation. So Emira Burns, let's hear, can you share about connection, which is, you are amazing at connecting with people, and contribution?
Definitely, I think is a big key to why a lot of youth come and stay with Story Stitchers for so long, you know, because they feel like they're a part of something. They feel like they're able to connect with other youth, especially when everyone is able to share their story. You know, we're able to see how vulnerable each other, you know, how similar we really are, you know, because then sometimes when we struggle, when we go through hard things, we feel like, you know, maybe we're the only one that's going through this thing. But then you hear somebody talk about it in a verse, or you see a picture somebody's painted, and it kind of makes you realize that, man, like, we are similar. And then, you know, that helps the youth to open up on a deeper level to each other and with their art, which is a beautiful thing.
So after a young person, and you know, people use this philosophy with younger and as well as older youth, and we have 16 to 24 year olds, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be like the sixth C, and it's contribution. So being able to fully realize yourself as a person so that you can give back.
I think from personal experience, you know, being a part of Story Stitchers did help me to see, you know, the bigger picture. Because I believe as youth, as young people, we're kind of self-centered, you know, a lot of times. But then when you get in a group like Story Stitchers that's very community service driven, you know, it kind of makes you start to realize that it's not all about me or how much I can get or how much they're giving me, but how much can I give? You know, what can I do to help? Not how many likes or how many views my, you know, verse might get, but whose life can I save with being intentional about the things that I write, or who can I connect to by drawing this picture? You know, I think these types of programs for young people just really help build character just all the way around and help us to find ourselves and find our identities within our society and the community around us, which I think is a very beautiful thing.
That was very well said. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I want to tell a little bit. I was thinking about KP Dennis today as I was thinking about this topic. So there's two things. There's actually three things that played into the founding of Story Stitchers and how we got to where we are today. And the first two happened simultaneously. So I was volunteering with KP Dennis, who's a hip hop artist, and he's a musician and a producer, a songwriter. And he had a music program at Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club here in St. Louis. I went in there at his invitation one day and saw about 20 young people, probably 8 to 18, laughing, dancing, eating, happy, making music, and it just blew me away. And he always says I fell in love with the kids that day because I couldn't stay away. And if I tried to stay away, he'd be texting me to get over there. That's why Story Stitchers has hip-hop, and that's why we have music, and that's why we have a more holistic approach in part. The other piece is that I have been focused on diversity in my social justice art for a long time, I was more focused on women's issues at the time when I met KP, and I wasn't that in St. Louis for very long. And two girls got shot on their front porch about a couple of miles from my house, and one of the girls passed away, and it burst the bubble I was in about gun violence here in St. Louis and nationally after that. And I wanted to do something about it, and I was stitching, embroidering stories, words from newspaper articles, and I tried to stitch a panel about that, and I found it felt ridiculous and that I needed to do something bigger. I thought about the AIDS memorial quilt where people memorialized lost loved ones who had died from AIDS, and they made visual the toll of lives, and they changed funding for research for AIDS. They changed laws for, you know, you could get fired if someone saw a scar on your body because you had AIDS, and they changed that law so you were protected. And that was all done through stitching. We joined together with six other artists, KP and I, and we started the St. Louis Story Stitchers Artists Collective, and that was in 2013. Then there's one more piece, which is I went to college in Ypsilanti at Eastern Michigan, and in Ann Arbor, Michigan, there is a youth program called Neutral Zone, and I actually have toured it with my husband. It's amazing, and it's youth-led. It's one of the most prominent youth-led programs, I think, in the country. I've been following their emails for, I don't know, 20 years probably. And we are also patterned after that. Even the way our studio looks is patterned after that. They have youth on their board. They have performance space, like a black box with tons of arcade games and a soda fountain. And when I toured it, I just thought it was amazing. We would die if we had a building like that. We have a 600-foot space. We would love to be able to have a big youth facility like that. So this is kind of what makes us what we are as far as creative youth development. It's looking at young people holistically. And as everyone in this Zoom has described, we do our best work when youth come back and return and get to know us. There's common phrases and common things that we hear from the young people, including a sense of extended family, ownership over the program. We find that we try to be super stable, and we try to say what we do, mean what we say, and build trust. We try to, you know, integrity can expand a little bit on this. I think that the youth that are involved in Story Stitchers or get involved is partly because they're looking for mentors in the arts. And we have very cool, hip mentors and some that aren't as cool like me, but we have a lot of African-American male mentors who are really amazing in producing music, beats, and there are radio stations. They do the things the youth aspire to do, but they're also not afraid to tell us they haven't eaten in 2 days, or that they might not have a place to live in 3 days, or that there's violence or things that are really affecting them, so that we can also try to connect them with the right people.
Hey everybody, it's time right now for our Pick the City Up Art Interlude, featuring original content recorded and produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers titled Pick the City Up.
I done came a long way and now you're not wasting time. I got better things to do, a lot of money on my mind. Tired of all the drive-bys, losing friends to homicide. Put the city on my shoulders like a new Louis Vuitton. Time to pick the city up.
Yes, about time.
It's time to pick the city up.
Yes, on my mind.
It's time to pick the city up.
Yes, about time now. I know I said it all the time.
Know you heard a lot of things, how I'm a beast. How I walk, what I slang, how they talk about me. But see, you don't know everything, I got a plan, do you see? Tryna move my partners, take them off the scan, do you see? Yeah, I'm tryna teach them well, tryna keep them out of cell. No more serving clientele, right on dance, could pop a bill. No more posted at Salamas or eating out at McDonald's. Tryna move them off the hood and take them to the Bahamas. Let me tell you a little something about me. I used to run around 44 heats in the city with no peace, no sleep. I know you see hands up, don't shoot me. Now when I come around, that's a little mean. Got everybody calling me the little queen. And if you see what I seen, then you may know what I mean. I came a long way and now you're not wasting time. I got better things to do, a lot of money friends to homicide. Put the city on my shoulders like a new Louis Vuitton. Time to pick the city up.
Yes, about time.
It's time to pick the city up.
Yes, on my mind.
It's time to pick the city up.
Yes, about time now. I know I said it all the time.
Yeah. Shout out to them boys posted on the dub, cause we got it up in blood. I'm afraid to show no love, yeah. Shout out to them boys posted on the O. Shout out to the ghost, shout out to the boys on parole, yeah. And you know I'm rockin' with the foes, naked with the skin, stand to the gear, that's my fam, yeah. Just clear your revenue, I know you may live bulletproof. These words I speak to you may keep our brothers off the news. Shout out to them boys, I don't wanna park. Who ain't fake to let it spark? Let them know just who you are. Started by changing the walk and how you talk. And thinking before you react and set it off. I done came a long way and now you're not wasting time. I got better things to do, a lot of money on my mind. Tired of all the drive-bys, losing friends to homicide. Put the city on my shoulders like a new Louis Vuitton.
I definitely agree, especially when you said say what you mean and mean what you say, because when it comes to connecting with youth, you have to keep your promises. Like when I was a kid and I look back on the people who were landmark figures in my life, it was the ones who said they was going to do what they were going to do and then they did it. So I think that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on, like showing up when we're supposed to. You know what I mean? And if we can't do something, you know, we're honest with our sisters about something that we can't do. You know what I mean? I've seen Miss T even after like the events were over and, you know, the sisters will be figuring out how, you know, they're going to get home. Like, I've seen her come out of her pocket to make sure, you know what I mean, these sisters, these young youth have a safe, direct way to get home. You know what I mean? It's very important to us. It's not just like a show. We really care about what we're doing and impacting the lives of these youth, you know, because we know someone did it for us. You know what I mean? And like, when you show up on time, when you keep your promises, I think that really helps them better connect with us and what we stand on, and that's connectability.
I think that's right. There's a lot of research about youth violence prevention. We have found that we do some of the practices, and so they're called evidence-based practices because they're backed up by research. And these are some of the things that we've been talking about. So giving youth leadership opportunities, helping to build their network out in the community by partnering with local organizations so that when they have a problem, they kind of go. There's people to ask, there's organizations that will help them through their whole lives. Having a sense of extended family, feeling like they own the program. I always call Story Stitches a living laboratory because we are all together, adult artists, the board, the youth, building a nonprofit together. We say we work alongside the youth and we listen to what they're telling us, and the adults try to amplify their voices, strengthen what their goals are. Their biggest goal since we started is anti-gun violence. It's very bad here in St. Louis. It affects all of them. They can tell you all about it. And when they feel like they have control over where the program's going, it helps them to feel in control of other things. And then I was asking Amira, how important is it to provide safe spaces for youth to gather? What happens in safe spaces that could help a youth turn away from violence?
Safe spaces, I feel, are important. One, because the youth get to feel like, you know, they can be themselves without being judged. And sometimes that's all it takes, really, for a young person to stay away from trouble, because sometimes they just get in trouble because, you know, they're looking to be accepted or loved or, you know, trying to kind of find their identity. So having a safe space where they could express themselves, where they could feel free to say what they need to say, or even, you know, do things that they need to do. Like if they want to dance, but maybe they felt like they'd be made fun of if they danced, you know, like being in a safe space where they get to explore these different things are, I believe, good for the development, you know, of their character and really of the mind altogether, you know, just to be able to explore these things and to, you know, see what you like and you don't like, I think is good.
To have friends and feel accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. So those things add resiliency to a young person. Resiliency helps them to overcome the things that are difficult, especially for young people that are living in poverty or living in neighborhoods where there is violence and crime, where you can't just go hang out on your front porch without feeling you're at risk. Because there's too much shooting and there's too much crime. So providing a safe space, even if it's we're out in the neighborhood, I also consider that a safe space. Like, because when we're traveling in a group, a lot of times we'll get a bus and we'll go do a double header, we call it, where we do two block parties in a day, or a back to school fair and a block party. And we bring the spark of music and the spark of poetry and performance, and young people pile off the bus and people are really excited to see them. And I always think, what does that do to that young person's feeling about themselves? Like, how does it feel when people cheer for you or people clap for you, or, you know, you're with this group of your friends and you're cutting up, but then you also get up on the stage and present something that you care about, that's your personal artwork or that you've worked on with somebody else. I mean, it's pretty powerful. I don't know too many things that can turn young people's head around like this.
Yeah.
So partly we're sharing this because we want other youth organizations to consider what the arts can bring to your programs, what music can bring. Stitchcast Studio also provides a safe space and a space that can strengthen youth skills and connect youth to caring adults. Like,
yeah, so if any other organizations, especially in the St. Louis region or in Missouri, would like to work with us or, you know, partner with us in any way, feel free to contact me or Susan via email or through our social media sites, or you can go on our website, storystitchers.org, and you can communicate with us through there. Next thing I kind of want to talk about is, because we've been talking about safe spaces, and with the whole pandemic happening, we haven't been able to meet in person at our storefront, but we've been able to meet with the youth in Zooms while doing our newest project, our podcast. It has legit been a safe space for the youth who are involved. They have been able to not only, you know, learn the skill of making and creating a podcast, but have been able to find another way, another device to express themselves. I believe me and the audio engineers do a wonderful job of, you know, letting the youth know, like, this is yours. What do you want to talk about? What do you feel needs attention? You know, what do you feel like needs to be said? And, you know, it might take us, you know, maybe till the second week, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they just go right at it. They're able to just express themselves, to open up, especially in our alumni podcast, where the youth have went through the 4-week session and they come back for the 2-week session and they're just ready to jump right into it, especially when everything started to kind of just surface, from corona to police brutality and social injustices. They were so comfortable because they had already been in that setting and they knew that they wouldn't be judged from, you know, saying really how they feel. So they were just willing and open to say what they felt needed to be said. And if you all go back and listen to some of those podcasts, you will see and you will know that, you know, these podcasts have really opened up another realm for the youth, especially with being at home 24/7, kind of not being able to go out and express themselves how they normally would. The podcasts, I feel and believe, have come at a very great time. So, yeah.
Good. Just to kind of piggyback off of what he said about the podcast, I think one of the things that really limits exposure to violence is changing, you know, their social environment and also their physical environment. You know what I mean? Getting our youth in safe spaces where they feel safe and comfortable to really say how they feel. You know, when I think about me when I was a kid, maybe 14, 15 years old, the mayor in my municipality opened up a recreation center. And I looked at the unparalleled between the friends of mine that went to the rec center and the friends that didn't. The friends that went to the rec center, you know, they were involved in talent shows, playing basketball, being active. And the ones that wasn't going to the rec center, they was the ones out in the streets, stealing cars, breaking in houses, getting in trouble. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they didn't attend that safe space. And I think that's a huge thing of what we really are focusing on doing here at StoryTitchers, is creating a safe environment for youth to be themselves, to flourish into young, thriving adults. That's definitely something I can say that really helped me blossom into the man I am today. I definitely agree with you.
Well, again, we just want to say thank you to everyone who has tuned into this special podcast, and be on the lookout for the next two podcasts that'll be coming in the next few days. And last but not least, we're also going to be releasing our Stand Down, Rise Up show that we did for Black History Month at Washington University on September 3rd. So be looking out for that. It'll be live September 3rd on Facebook, YouTube, and you could always go back to our website, storystitchers.org, to get more information and to find it there as well.
Well, thanks everybody for visiting with us and letting us share a little bit and discuss about creative youth development. We hope that you'll find an organization near you that also is exploring this as a wonderful way to encourage young people to have healthy, happy, long lives. Even in any circumstance, it can help. Please reach out to Story Stitchers through storystitchers.org if you want to know more. We're always happy to hear what everybody's doing. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, we want to give a very special shout out to the StitchCast Studio sponsors, the City of St. Louis Youth at Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.